Tim, in football we often berate sides for not taking advantage when they're on top in games. I think the story this afternoon was really taking advantage when you were in the ascendancy.
Yeah, I think I said to him at half time, I thought for 35 minutes that was the best I've seen us play since I've been here. I thought we were massively energetic from the start. We had great territory, great position, getting into good areas to shoot or cross with, you know, from really dangerous angles. We had bodies in the box, and mostly were clinical in terms of our finishing. And to go 3-0 up against a team of Fylde's quality is no mean feat. And we looked odds on like we were really going to go on to win quite heavily. And then for some reason, after the third goal, obviously we conceded a very, very poor goal right on half time. And obviously, clearly that gives the team that are losing 3-1 that impetus to think, well, listen, if we get the next one, it's game on. It really is game on. So we're at pains to point out, I sort of said to him, listen, if you're going to do anything as a team, this second half's going to be very, very interesting to watch you, because I'm saying good teams go down and say, right, it's 3-1, that's it, end of game. Having said that, although it did finish 3-1, we got massive rubs of the green. The two, the one that hit the bar, and I can't remember who got one over the bar from a really good position, but they're two huge chances to one, to bring Fylde right back into it, and maybe two, to get a point out of it. I thought second half, we couldn't get out. We set to defend and deny space, but you've got to then have a sting on the counter and keep people genuine and make sure that you can get up the pitch. We didn't really do that, and in the end I thought we looked a bit fragmented, a bit disjointed, but nevertheless the damage was done inside half an hour, really.
Given those circumstances, I mean, top three as we speak, could be top four if Yeovil get a win today, so it's more progress towards the ultimate goal.
Oh, listen, yeah, I mean, the ultimate goal is to keep improving as a football club. Obviously, you know, everyone knows where we finished last year. We're in the same round of the FA Cup. You know, it's panning out pretty similar. We had a look at where we were this time last year in the same games and all that on Thursday. I think we were 6 points worse off, but 2 points nearer the top. So it swings and roundabouts. It's a more of a level division this year. Anyone can beat anyone. I mean, the ones that are going to feel some pressure soon are Barrow, because they're a good team, very good football inside. They've won at Notts today, which is no mean feat. And you know, it's going to come to a point where they're going to start feeling what we felt and what Orient felt and Salford last year. So that will be a test for them. But they're a good team. And for me, if you're saying who's favourites to win it this year, it'd be Barrow, without a shadow of a doubt. So, you know, other than that, the rest of us are scrapping away. And, you know, there's a long, long way to go yet. But that was a big result. We haven't beaten Fylde since we've been in the National League. And I was at pains to point that out on Thursday and Friday to the boys. You know, this, call them what you want, a bogey team, whatever, but we have not beaten them. They knocked us out of the playoffs last year after finishing below us. And in the league games, to be fair, we were beaten and couldn't really moan about it. So it's a big win for us.
In terms of set pieces, you like to have plenty at your disposal, but Paul McCallum's long throw, he consistently puts it into dangerous areas, doesn't he?
Absolutely. Well, since I've been here, we've had a long throw with George Carline, and then Ozzy's got a sort of a longish throw which we could use to our advantage, but then Ozzy's has got a bad shoulder. He dislocates it at the drop of an hat. So you know, we said, no, listen, you can't, or he's basically said, I can't really throw it anymore. So all our long throws gone out of the team, and obviously with Maka being injured for a period of time, we hadn't got a long throw, so we're trying to work feet and back and get it in. But it's a massive weapon, because, you know, we're good at it. Basically, we know what we're doing, we know where it bounces, we can free ourselves up, and if you get first contact, then we're in business. So you know, it's tough to defend. And not only that, when you're looking at it, we win one, it's coming in, back goes Danny Rowe, back goes Williams, and it fetches all their strikers back into their box. So it's what it is. But we are dangerous at set plays. We work at them a lot. I read Jim's comments about set plays and restarts, throws, long throws, goal kicks, kickoffs. You've got to nail it. You've got to work and work and work at it, because in a National League game, the ball's out of play about 140 times in a match, you know, and the ball's in play for about an hour. So if you're not switched on at what you're doing, and at times we still don't, and it doesn't matter how much you bang on it, they forget. But we're getting better.